This is the message from Connection Community Church for Kids Sunday, July 19th, 2026. Game time, The Floor is Lava, given by Pastor Emily Laser and the kids of Connection Church.
Well, good morning. As you can tell, it's a little bit different around here today, huh? Yeah, that's all right. Different is good sometimes. It's a great thing. Welcome to Connection Community Church. We are so glad that you are with us today. If this is your first time joining us, you're just going to have the best time. It's going to be so great. You have no idea what you're in for, but we are so glad that you're here, whether you're watching online or you're with us today. This is Kid Men Sunday. Connection Kids are taking over our Sunday morning, and we're celebrating all things Connection Kids, VBX, and all of the fun that we've had this past week. Boys and girls, if you had fun at VBX this week, can you make some noise? Yeah! I know there's a bunch of adults out there who had so much fun too, right? So since I'm basically a big kid myself, I'm here today to help us kind of wrap it all up together, and we're going to keep having some fun. Who wants to keep having some fun? All right, Mr. Kyle, come on down. Mr. Kyle's going to lead us in a game. Yay!
All kids, come back up the front right here, right here, right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. Right here, stay. We are
right here on the floor.
We are going to play The Floor is Lava right here, right now, Sunday morning here at church.
Good job.
Guess what you guys get to do? When it says The Floor is Lava, you guys are going to hop up on the stage to get out of that lava. Now, adults, you are participating as well. If it says The Floor is Lava, guess what you get to do? You get to hop up on that chair. Now, if you can't do that, you can pick one foot up. I just raise your hand so I know you're still in the game. You online, make sure you're doing it too. God's watching. All right, let's go.
Let's play the floor is lava game. When I say the floor is lava, get off the floor. And when I say dance,
Danger,
the floor is lava.
situation lava.
All right, boys and girls, have a seat right here. Have a seat. Have a seat on the floor. On the floor. On the floor. Boys and girls, come join us. Have a seat on the floor and turn around and face me so you can see me. On the floor. Come in. Come in.
First service, you guys beat first service hands down.
Yeah, great job. Woo. Good job. All right, my friends. Well, since today's Kids Sunday, you're going to hang out in the front with me for a little bit. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So we just played what game?
Floor is lava.
And who can tell me what is the number one rule of floor is lava? What is it, Jamar?
Don't touch the floor.
Don't touch the lava. I think some of these people out here didn't quite understand the assignment. What do you think? Some of these people got in the lava, right? The number one rule is don't touch the lava, right? And whether you play this game at home and you jump from object to object or you play it with the song online, it's all about not touching the lava. Because what happens if you touch the lava? You're out, and you might end up like Pastor David did in our social media video this week. You might end up in the lava, right? Well, today, guess what? We had so much fun at VBX, and so today we are going to talk about what we talked about on day 3. See if you can rewind your mind and think about that. Day 3 of VBX, God is our safe place. Wow, God. And today, when we're going to look at a story about three guys. Say Shadrach.
Shadrach.
Say Meshach.
Meshach.
Say Abednego.
Abednego.
And guess what? They found themselves in a really hot situation in our story today. They had a crazy time when they needed to remember that God was their safe place and their refuge in a fiery time. And guess what? They weren't afraid because they knew that God was with them. And it all started from this crazy king who had a crazy decree. But guess what? I'm not going to tell you the story today because it's kids' story. So take a look at my screen. I have some friends who are going to tell us our Bible story today. Check it out.
God is our refuge and strength. And ever present help in trouble.
Daniel 3:4-6. People of every nation and language, when you hear the sound of the music, you must fall down and worship the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And anyone who refuses will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace.
Daniel 3:16-18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "We do not need to defend ourselves to you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us. But even if he does not, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden statue."
Daniel 3:19-23. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious that he ordered the furnace heated up 7 times hotter than usual. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were tied up and thrown into the blazing furnace.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. The fire had not harmed their bodies. Their hair was not singed. Their clothes were not burned, and there wasn't even the smell of smoke on them.
Daniel 3:28-29. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. No other God can save in this way."
Daniel 3:30. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
And the floor feels like lava. God is our safe space.
Yeah, let's give it up for our friends. So boys and girls, and my big friends too, did you catch what happened in that story? The king wanted those men to bow down to him. But are we supposed to worship anybody but God? No, that's right. And they knew that. that, they knew I'm only supposed to worship the one true God. And they stood up for God, even though they knew they were going to get punished for it. And it's because they knew that God was with them. Show me on your faces, how surprised do you think the king was when they came out? Look out at your families. How surprised? When they came out and they were all okay, I bet the king was so surprised. Yeah, just like that. So guess what, boys and girls? When we play Floor is Lava, we try really hard to avoid the lava, right? But sometimes in life, hard times happen. Raise your hand if it's ever had a hard time, right? Sometimes hard times happen, and it can sometimes feel like we're actually walking through fire. It can be really hard. Sometimes it might be really hard, like when somebody gets sick or when you feel like you're getting made fun of or bullied at school, right? Maybe if somebody in our family is fighting or we're not getting along, sometimes those hard times can feel like fire. But this story helps us to remember that God is always with us. Here's another question. Are you ready? Yes. It's a tricky one. Just because we decide to follow Jesus, does that mean that we're never going to have hard times?
No.
Oops. Yeah. Just because we say yes to following God doesn't mean that life is just magically all better and every day's a good hair day, right? I wish, right? But that's not how it works. God, the difference is, right, that God is always with us. He walks with us in those really hard times. Can I share one more Bible verse with you? Ready? Our friends didn't read this one, but listen to this. This is Daniel, show me three fingers, 3:25. And this is what King Nebuchadnezzar says. Are you ready? Look, Nebuchadnezzar said, I see four men unbound, walking around in the fire unharmed. And the fourth one looks like a god. Guess what, boys and girls? Listen, listen. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you this? Let me tell you. Ready? Look. Look at the screen. What do you think Nebuchadnezzar's face looked like when he saw the fourth guy in that fire? Show me surprised. Oh, I bet he was so surprised. Because guess what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't rescued from the fire. They were rescued in the fire. Who needs to hear that again? Sometimes we aren't rescued from something, but we're rescued in the middle of that something. All right, so boys and girls, this is what we're gonna do. Are you ready? We're gonna say a prayer, and then Miss Amy has some coloring pages, and Miss Erin has some, and some crayons for you, and I'm gonna send you back to sit with Mom and Dad and who you came with today, and then I'm gonna talk to the big people for a little bit. Does that sound good? All right, so let's do this. Let's all do our prayer together. Can you take your hands, fold them, close your eyes, bow your heads? All right, and how about we pray all together? Can you help me pray today? I want you to repeat after me. Ready? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving me.
Help me, Jesus,
to always remember that you are with me in the hard times. Help me remember that I can always, always, always go to you.
I love you.
Amen. All right, boys and girls, see Miss Erin and Miss Amy, they've got some coloring pages for you, and you're going to go back and find Mom and Dad. And while we do this, if you volunteered at VBX in any capacity, could you please stand up? Stand up, stand up, stand up, and keep standing up. Keep standing up, yes. If you donated any snacks or money or supplies, keep standing, keep standing. If you donated, yes. If you helped decorate, stand up, keep standing. If you prayed for this amazing week, stand up. Who said some prayers for us this week? Yes. Awesome. Where is Mr. Chase? Look at Mr. Chase. Mr. Chase was our cameraman, videographer, video guy extraordinaire. He was great this week. If you're standing, seriously, thank you so much. this week was not possible without each and every one of your prayers, all of your time, energy, sweat, all the things you put into it. We really appreciate you. Let's give them one more round of applause. All right. So our friends are finding their seats, and parents, I just want like 12 minutes of your time, all right? How encouraging is it to see these kids up here? Who thinks it's super encouraging? It's so great to see their energy, to see their passion, to see how excited they are about Jesus. It's just like, oh, just makes me want to keep smiling, right? So good. And you know what? We want to take a few moments today to just talk about our kids' ministry and to talk about where we feel like God is calling us as a church into our greater community to reach kids for Jesus. So that's what we're gonna do. You may not know this, but there's been a team of people meeting together over the past 6 months, and we've been gathering together to talk, to pray, to dream, to vision, and to really just discern where God is calling us as a kids ministry. One thing that has been made just so abundantly clear is our mission. And it's the same mission that we have here at Connection. The mission to connect all kids with Jesus and the new life he offers. Did you catch that? All kids. All kids. Because we don't want to just exist to reach the kiddos who are here, but we want to be reaching more kiddos out there in our community. And we are just so excited about what God has in store. So as we were gearing up for VBX this summer, I took a devotion to the group. And I'm sure at first they thought I was crazy when I shared this devotion with them. But it was something that was so just powerful and on my heart. And I just felt like it hit exactly at our mission and what we wanted to do. So this is the time in Matthew where Jesus is starting to get a reputation for hanging out with irreputable people. And he's hanging out with people like Matthew, the tax collector. So this is Matthew 9, 10 to 13, and this is what it says. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." Wow. Hey, amen. That's right. See, I've got four kids, and my kids love VBS. They love coming here to church on Sunday mornings. My kids love to read the Bible at night, and we pray. But guess what? My kids don't need a VBX program. Who needs a VBX program? The families out there. The kids out there. And for many this week, you got to see a little video clip of it at the end there. For many this week, there were kids who heard about Jesus for the very first time and made that decision to follow him. Yes, it's amazing. One thing that's really neat, this summer, this year, we were able to have 127 different kids at VBX. You can clap for that. Great stuff. 127 different kiddos came through our doors each night. And get this, out of that 127, 82 of them were from our CCC family, which if you can do math, means that 45 kids were from the community. It's pretty great stuff. And listen, I don't know out of those 45 kids who go to another church or who are unchurched. And guess what? It doesn't really matter at the end of the day, right? Because we are existing to reach all kids with Jesus and the new life that he offers. And you saw a clip of it on day four. We just kind of paused everything at the end and said, hey, VBX is all about Jesus. If we don't give these kiddos an opportunity to accept him, then what's the whole point? And so we paused at the end of day four, and we were just able to share the gospel message with these kids, to let them know how much Jesus loves them. And then at the end of that video, I said, anybody who made this decision, raise your hand. And all these little hands went up. And if you were in the room, you know how powerful it was to just see these little lives be changed and these little lives make these commitments. Because you see, the whole idea of just show up and just show up out there applies to every area of our ministry. It's not just about us as adults showing up out there, but it's about our kids and our families and teaching our children what it looks like when they too just show up out there. And we want to teach kids how to do this. We want to teach kids how to reach their friends. As a kids ministry, we want to make sure we're giving them tools and conversation points and teaching them how to go up to a friend at school and say, hey, do you want to come to church with me on Sunday? Hey, my church is doing this really crazy VBX thing. Do you want to come along? And if we're honest, don't you think maybe the kids are better at some of that than we are? Yeah, they are. And we want to see that happen. I had the opportunity this summer to meet with a lady. Her name was Grace, Pastor Grace from Texas. She preached here back in March. If you were here that Sunday, you got to hear from her. Just powerful, powerful stuff. But she and I were out to lunch with a couple other people, and we were chatting just about our community and how quickly it's growing and how we just really have a heart to see so many people come to know Jesus. And in the middle of this Mexican restaurant where we're sitting there talking, she just looks at me and she's like, Emily, I just have this vision, and I'm just seeing leaves to roots. See, because the normal way that a plant grows, I'm no botanist, right? But the normal way a plant grows is it has the roots and a strong foundation, and it grows into a plant that produces leaves and fruit. But the vision that she saw as we were talking was the opposite, was this idea of leaves into roots. And how powerful it is when these leaves can go home and tell their roots about Jesus. Because you see, you change one person. You change one person. That's great. That's nothing to write off. You change one person. You change one person. That's amazing. But you change one child. You change families. You change a teenager. We've been having teenagers get baptized and their whole family's coming to church. You change a child, a family changes, and a whole brand new branch on that family tree is transformed. Generations of other things break, and Jesus is the root for that family. So my question to you today is this. How are you called to be a part of what God is doing in this next generation? Don't get me wrong. Not all of you are called to serve at VBX. In fact, some of you, please don't, because it's not your calling, right? It's not, everybody's thing is not VBX, and guess what? That's okay. But even if your calling is not VBX sweating all week with a bunch of kids, you are called to reach that next generation. And so my question today is how? First and foremost, we are all called to pray. Prayer, sometimes we think it's the simplest thing. It's the most powerful thing. We can all say a prayer, no matter our age, our demographic, our time in life. Prayer is so powerful. And lifting up prayer for these students is so important and amazing. So that's first and foremost, pray. Pray for that kid who rides by your house every day on his bike. Pray for that teenager that serves you a burger in the fast food line. Pray for the family in the car right next to you at the stoplight. Prayer is powerful, and prayer changes people. Pray and just ask that God would stir in the hearts of those next generation people you come in contact with. And then next, I would ask that you consider maybe something that might be a little uncomfortable, right? I think sometimes we get too comfortable at church, and it's important to spice things up a little bit, as Addison likes to say, right? I want you to think, how is he maybe calling you to help in a way with the next generation that you've been putting off? What is something that you feel has been maybe nagging at you or kind of sitting there with you and you've just been putting it off? Or maybe this, maybe it's something he's been asking you to do, but your response is just immediately no. And you know what I get a lot? I get, No, I served my time. Maybe he's calling you to donate towards our next gen ministries, towards scholarships, towards getting kids to camps and to fun events. Maybe he's calling you to volunteer. Maybe it's only once a month. Maybe it's every other month, but maybe he's stirring in your heart to volunteer in some way. Maybe he's calling you to help families out behind the scenes, getting supplies and things ready for them. There's so many different ways. And I think sometimes we get stuck in this mold of like, there's only one way to volunteer. There's only one way to reach that next generation. And I want to tell you that there's so many creative ways for us to reach the next generation. I was in a small group once, and it was a bunch of us, like young moms, and we all talked about what would it look like if we each just picked like a high school or a college kid to just like take under our wing and just like literally do life with and mentor them. And I will tell you what, I had a junior at Bloomsburg University, and she would come over, literally like sit on my bed and fold laundry with me. And we had great discipling conversations. I would have her come with me, and we would pick up the kids, and we would go to the grocery store and just talk. Because this intentionality doesn't have to be hard. It can be so simple as something you're already doing and bringing a young person alongside with you as you do it. So powerful and so life-changing. And so I want to boldly say this. If the vision we have here is to see more children and families come to know Jesus and be transformed by the life that he offers, we're gonna need more. We're gonna need more leaders. We're gonna need more caring adults. We're gonna need more volunteers. We're gonna need you. Because as a kids ministry team, like, we can have the best laid plans. We can have all these great ideas and visions, but if we don't have you helping, guiding, teaching, loving, it's not going to happen. We can't do it without you. We can't. Check this out in Matthew one more time. Matthew just hits the nail on the head. This is Matthew 9, 36 to 38. He saw the crowds and he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." I don't know about you, but I see a whole lot of harvest. A whole lot of harvest. We've only been in Middletown a year, but I talk to people who have been here for 20, 30 years, and the growth that you guys tell us about, it's like expanding exponentially, right? You can tell by the traffic. And that is all harvest. I look around and I just see harvest in this neighborhood and harvest in this school and harvest, harvest, harvest. And then I'm left here asking, where are the laborers? The harvest is ready. And where are they? Where are the laborers to guide, to teach, to love? Something incredibly humbling that I stumbled upon this week. I was doom scrolling on Facebook, and I came across this reel, and it had different pictures of kids at church camp. It was like different church camp activities, and they were like in the cabins, and they were worshiping, and they were playing games, and this was the caption. You ready? The caption said, "One encounter with God can redirect an entire lifetime. Tomorrow's missionaries, worship leaders, pastors, church planters, teachers, and church leaders are in this summer's bunk beds. Or in this summer's VBS programs. Maybe they're in our Sunday morning activities, our kids programming. They're in our youth group. They're in our summer camps. They're in the nursery right now." Pastor David and I, we are both here and in ministry today because of these kind of next generational ministries. 100%. You can ask David about more about it, but he first gave his heart to Jesus at a vacation Bible school program when he was 3 years old. I remember so clearly discerning my calling, but one of the first times I felt God really stretching and calling me to reach the lost and the least was at a missions trip in Mexico my eighth grade summer with my youth group. See, these are not just babysitting opportunities. Hanging out with kids in the gym, the nursery, VBX, it's not just babysitting. It's not just activities to keep kids out of trouble. It's real discipleship opportunities. And these opportunities have a lasting impact for not just one generation, but generations to come. Hear this. The church is always just one generation away from revival or decline. One generation. It's all it takes. In one generation, a church could multiply and triple its impact and reach so many lives for Jesus. Or in one generation, that church could cease to exist, die, and shut its doors. Let that sink in. Just one generation. So I want to close with this. If this message resonates with you today in any way, the response I have for you today is super simple. You don't have to have it all figured out. I don't want you to open up your planner and look at your schedule and say, well, I can volunteer in 6 Tuesdays from next Wednesday. No, I don't want you to go crazy. I don't want you to think you have to have it all figured out and even know exactly what you're saying yes to. That's okay. But what you need is a willing heart. And then our team of kids men is here to volunteer alongside you and help you. And so in response, if you feel God stirring, no matter what your age, no matter your demographic, no matter who you are, if you feel God stirring after seeing all these kids up here and just knowing that you want to be a part of it, the way I want you to respond is two simple words. I'm in. Text me, call Miss Amy, let the office know. Email, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Send me a smoke signal. Let me know. Let us know. Those two simple words. You don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out. I'm just okay hanging out and looking like a big kid myself. If that's you today, let us know. Tell us I'm in. And you're going to get the chance to be a part of shaping an entire generation. Literally redirecting lives for Jesus. And you might think that the ways in which you volunteer are small, but they're not. They have a lasting, big impact on so many people. Are you in? Let's pray. Wow, God, thank you. Thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for these kids. God, thank you so much for their passion and their energy. God, I just pray that you would help us to be a church that is ready to steward and grow up this next generation. God, we just pray that you would bring us the laborers. You would just give us this harvest that we can reach. God, there's so, so many people that are so lost out there. And God, I just pray that you would help us to show up out there. You would help us to know what we can do, even maybe if it feels like the smallest ways, to reach this next generation. God, we're so excited about the ways in which you're moving in our church and our community. We just want to jump on board. God, help us to not run ahead of you. Help us to not lag behind you. And God, I pray that if you're stirring in some of these people's hearts, God, that they would just let us know, I'm in. I want to be a part of what God is doing in the next generation. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, we don't know what we're doing. But we know, just like the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you're with us. And you're going to guide us. God, thank you for these children. Thank you for the holy responsibility we have of raising them up in you. We love you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.